Good morning. Welcome to Overeats Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Susan. I am a recovered compulsive overeater, and today is Wednesday. Oh my goodness, Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. And today we are continuing to read from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, continuing in the chapter There Is a Solution. We are on page 29, the first paragraph, which starts with further on clear-cut directions through two paragraphs ending with what has happened in their lives. Today's readers are Juanice N., who will read the text, Chanel T., A Vision for You, and Polly Q. is our backup. Our newcomer greeter is Cheryl S., and Jody E. will share announcements. The reference numbers for Tuesday, July 2nd, 10 a.m. Eastern meeting is 21,536, and for this morning, Wednesday, July 3rd, the 7 a.m. Eastern is 21,542. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Kathy B. to please unmute and join us and read the 12 steps of OA for us. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. My name is Kathy B. I live in Oklahoma and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. These are the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service this morning. I pass.
Thank you, Kathy. And next, good morning to Deborah L. T., who will kindly read the 12 traditions of OA for us. Thank you, Deborah.
Good morning. This is Deborah L. T. from beautiful Naples, Florida, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of OA. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve. I pass.
Thank you, Deborah LT. And a reminder, please to stay muted unless you are speaking. Star one to mute. The line is quiet now, but somebody was unmuted. Thank you. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions of the book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 29, the first paragraph, further on clear-cut directions through two paragraphs ending with what has actually happened. I will now ask Juanice N. in California to please begin reading and sharing for us. Thank you, Juanice.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, everyone. Good morning. My name is Juanice N. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. Thank you, everyone, for their service today. And the text, further on, clear-cut directions are given showing how we recovered. These are followed by 42 personal experiences. Each individual in the personal stories describes it in his own language and from his own point of view. Wow. The way he established his relationship with God. These give a fair cross-section of our membership and a clear-cut idea of what has actually happened in their lives. What has actually happened in their lives. Wow. Not a theory, not a, an idea, but what has actually happened, what they actually lived. So anyway, all right. First thing that comes to me is the further on clear-cut directions. I really like it so much, and I don't know why I have fought this so often in my journey of recovery with the clear-cut directions, and I've often tried to tweak them, change them, rearrange them. You know, maybe I'll do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you know, after a little while, you know, I don't have to do it all the same as I did when I came in. You know, I don't have to do it that work the whole thing that well. Well, and then I begin to falter and wonder what's going on. because they're telling me here that it's a blueprint. It's an absolute blueprint for good living. It's an absolute blueprint given to us in these steps, this way of life, in this book, to establish a relationship with the God that keeps me abstinent, with the power that will, and not just keeps me abstinent, but the power that changes my life, rearranges my life, shows me how and helps me how to live in humility and free from pride and arrogance and anger and fear and anxiety. You know, this is what these clear-cut directions are offering me, a life of peace and serenity, you know, a life of goodwill toward man, you know, all the things that I've always wanted in my life but just did not know how to get it. True friendships, connections, bonding, you know, joy, happiness in life. I just did not know how to get it. And I always relied on the food, on pride, on my ability to manage my life and manage my image and try to be better than and have more than. And all of these things that only brought me misery, they did not bring me what I was seeking, which was the peace that this program gives me, you know. And that goes to where it says, what has actually happened in my life. This is what has actually happened because of these steps, because of doing all of the stuff, the phone calls, the prayer, the meditation, the going to the meetings, the being of service, all of the stuff. What has actually happened in my life is that it's been rearranged, is that I
that
see
time, Juanita.
Oh, man. Okay. Thank you. I've had.
Thank you, Juanita, in California. All right. Here we go. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. I'm now going to take our first lineup. If this is your third day, could you please give me your first name, your last initial, and the state or country that you are calling from?
Laura W. in New Jersey.
Larry Jackie in California.
In Georgia.
Larry, hold on one
Jen
second.
Jen A.
Everyone. I got Larry, Jen A.
Stephanie
Jackie
L.
Jackie D. in Georgia.
Stephanie L.
Jackie D. in Georgia.
Jackie D. in Georgia.
Sherry H.M., Washington.
Sherry H.M. Okay, let's pause there. This is who I have. I have Laura W., Larry G., Jen A., Stephanie L., Jackie D., and Sherry H.M. So if everybody other than Laura W. could mute their lines. Thank you. Go ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Susan. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W., recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Wow. You know, it says directions are given on how we have recovered. It doesn't say directions are given on how we got sober, on how we stopped drinking, on how we got ourselves out of the gutter, on how we paid back our debts. No, it says on how we have recovered. There's such hope and there is such freedom in that little paragraph. And then it goes on to say, each individual in the personal stories describes in his own language. This is about a personal relationship with a higher power. This book is not here to convince me that there is a God, but rather it's here to prove that a power greater than myself is needed. So whoever that power is, it just can't be me. It just can't be human power. I just can't be struggling and clawing my way, trying to claw my way to the top and trying to figure this all out. You know, this entire program is for me, the hand of God reaching out for me, waiting for me to grab onto him, waiting for me to hold on every day in all circumstances, not just when things are bad, but when things are okay, when things are wonderful. You know, I cannot be a tea bag Christian, as they say, you know, only praying when I'm in hot water. I really, really need to rely on God every single day. God is my higher power. And whatever that higher power is for you is great, because this is from our own point of view, the way you establish your relationship with God. This is what it's all about. You know, there's a fair cross-section of membership, and it explains what it actually happened. This is about identifying in, not about identifying out. You know, I hear these stories. I read all the stories in the back, you know, and you know, physician, heal thyself, and you know, the gutter bravado and those stories. I'm like, well, how am I going to relate to this? I relate to every single one of them. So thank you for letting me share. This is all-inclusive, never exclusive. I pass.
Thank you, Laura W. in South Jersey. Now we will go to California. Good morning, Larry G.
Good morning, everybody. Larry G. from the great state of California. Juanice, you knew that I was going to have to share today. I was going to give you a shout out. My God, I felt like I am in an AA revival meeting. You inspire me, and everyone in this call inspires me. And if you're new and you hear us getting excited and you think it's a frothy emotional appeal, it's not. We have been people, fishermen who fell in the Bering Sea. We've got 3 men to live because we'll die of hypothermia, and all of a sudden this big hand in the sky reaches down and plucks us out and puts us on safe passage. And what you're hearing are people who have recovered from this seemingly hopeless addiction, this food addiction that I call myself a food drunk. And yes, we have a blueprint. I don't know how many times I would say over the years, there's no blueprint for parenthood. Where's the blueprint? Marriage, there's no blueprint for marriage. There's no blueprint for how is a man to be a husband. But we have this blueprint. And how? Juanice, yes. How many years have I, you know, like recoiling from a hot flame, would run away from the big book? And I know why today, because the big book is black and white. There's no gray area. I'm either recovered or I'm not. And I just didn't want to read the big book because, like in AA, right, it's black and white. There is no in-between. There's no in-between in terms of sobriety. I have been, this last couple of days, and just to kind of share with you about the blueprint, I have been in this pity, this pity pot of self-morass, because my business revenues are down. I've been crying about it. And I just woke up this morning, and I had a great talk with my sponsor at 5 o'clock this morning. I got to the gym to work this this self-morass out, and I have done a couple of 10 steps on this. And, you know, I have this rich community I belong to, and I have resources today, and I'm sober today, and I'm absent today, and I have the opportunity to go out and replace that income. It's no big deal. God has taken me through worse scrapes than this. And I'm like the child at Christmas who opens up 100 presents and walks away because the child didn't get what he wanted. I have what I want. I have my life today is extraordinary. I'm living beyond the ordinary. And I'm going to cry because my business revenue is down a little bit. Well, get your ass, Larry, out there and see what you're made of. And that's what this blueprint is for me. It's a way of living. I don't have to
live in that
pitiful pity pot anymore. And I'm going to turn it back to you and shut up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry G. in California. Next, I have Jen A.
Hey, Susan. This is Jen A. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Colorado, but currently in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think you called me. I think I was in a meeting. Thank you, wow, for that opening, and thank you for this meeting today. So grateful that I can be with recovered fellows in a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. And, you know, that's just what I want to say is when I started coming to meetings and I saw, you know, the roller shade on the wall that had the 12 steps and God was included, and I was in a church again, I thought, oh, good Lord, here we go. You know, more God, more this, more that. And that's what I love about this program. You know, I get to choose my own conception of God. And it's so open. right, for me. And it's really interesting because I have friends who are Buddhist and Jewish and Catholic and Christian and evangelically free, and it really doesn't even matter, right? Because the God that we serve is a big God, and he's universal, and he's called this higher power of existence. And like it said, and so many people have shared this morning, and I do appreciate all the shares, is that it's individual. The God is individual. My stories are individual. And yeah, we all come in with this, like, stories of wreckage, how it was, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. But good morning to the newcomer. Guess what? Buzzkill here, it is about God. And that's what they said. You're going to get a relationship with a power greater than yourself. Call it G-O-D, call it whatever, but that's what it's going to be. And I spent numerous years in the church. I studied every book of the Bible. I served women's ministry. That's what I did. And where was God? God was there, but I was in self. I was selfish, self-centered, dishonest, and afraid to the core, and didn't know how to get out of that. And so I ate, I over-exercised, I slammed pills and potions down my throat. That's how I dealt with life. And today the miracle is I'm not. And I'll tell you why I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. I drove 12 hours in a car, I'm going to try not to cry, with my ex-husband of 14 years, my 22-year-old son, and my 17-year-old daughter. We drove 12 hours out here for a volleyball championship. And you know what? We're staying in a house together. This is the second time, you guys, in a couple of months. We went to Syracuse University to see my son graduate, and we stayed in the house with my parents, my ex-husband, his wife, my daughter. I mean, that's the miracle of this program. If I told you 7 years ago when I got sober, my ex-husband and I couldn't even sit in the same room. We couldn't have a phone conversation. We couldn't talk nice to each other. We couldn't do anything. You tell me how that happens. On top of the food being down, people, I'm just saying, it's God. There's a power greater than me that's restoring me to sanity. Wow, I got God bumps from head to toe, and it's 85 degrees out, and I'm taking a walk this morning. That's God. So I never apologize for saying God.
That's time,
or
Jen.
Talking about God. Thanks, Susan. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Jen A. from Colorado, currently in Las Vegas. All right, next we will stay on the West Coast. Stephanie L., you are up. Please press star one and join us.
Hey, Susan. Thank you so much for moderating, and good morning, everyone. Stephanie L., I'm a recovered compulsive eater in Southern California, and wow, such great and powerful shares so far this morning. So glad to be here. And oh my gosh, how many times have I read this paragraph and never really got it? Like it says, each individual in their personal stories, they describe in their own language and their own point of view how they established this relationship with God. It doesn't say how they stopped drinking or how they stopped eating compulsively for us. It says how they established a relationship with a God, which of my own understanding, right? And then what happened in my life, right? Like this book tells us, it showed me how to work the steps so I can find power, because I don't have the power. First and foremost, I don't have the power to put the food down. And secondly, I don't have the power to live a life that's not full of selfishness, which is my natural state, is, you know, being completely selfish, full of self-pity, being angry, just living in those bedevilments. And this tells me that, you know, this whole program is about me establishing this relationship. And it doesn't have to be the same power that you have or that he has or that she has. It's my own personal higher power that will provide me what I need, you know, to get through the day without being a slave to this disease. And you know, my sponsor always says, you know, that God is the hero of our stories, right? And that there's this whole search and rescue mission where, you know, this power comes in. So through working these steps, right, the search and rescue mission, someone puts my hand in the hand of this power who comes in and rewires my heart and my mind, and that is what has happened to me. You know, and I've been here 18 years, and I have not been abstaining for 18 years. You know, like this miracle, I didn't believe this miracle could happen for me. I just didn't, and I didn't understand what the true purpose of these steps really was. And, you know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be on this journey. I'm so grateful to hear all your shares and to be here with all of you this morning. And so with that, I'll pass. Thanks so much for letting me share.
Perfect timing, Stephanie L. from California. Next, we'll go to Jackie D. And I believe you said you were from Georgia. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. That is correct. This is Jackie D. from Georgia. And I am so honored and privileged to be here with you all this morning. I am grateful for each and every single one of you and for allowing me this opportunity to share. I'm speechless. I mean, these sentences and these shares today have been amazing. You know, I appreciate the fact that there is clear-cut directions given to show how we recovered. Somebody said that earlier. It's not how we're how we got to where we are. It's how we are where we are now is what I'm trying to say. And in case I didn't say it, my name is Jackie D. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. And I am so proud to say that because of the directions in this big book, because of the directions that I followed when my sponsor said to do this, do that, because of everything that I've heard in these rooms and on this phone line, because of everything that I have read in this beautiful, beautiful book, because of the steps, because of the tradition, I can honestly say that I am recovered compulsive overeater for 2 years now. I've been in program for 2 years, been in recovery for pretty much 2 years. You know, I came in broken, needing help, needing direction, and I found it in this book, big book, and I found it in all of y'all. Every morning when I journal, every night when I do my inventory, I am so grateful for the 12-step program of Overeaters Anonymous because it has brought me closer to my relationship with my higher power. I had a relationship with God, but not nearly to the extent that I have now. I trust my higher power. Every day I'm thankful for my higher power. Every day I'm thankful for the guidance that my higher power provides. Do I listen all the time? No, because I'm hard-headed and I'm an addict. But I know that he is there. I know that he is giving me direction on how to live my life, and all I need to do is just follow him. That's it. Stop trying to take my will and follow the directions that my higher power has given me. So I am grateful that I found this program, that my higher power put it in my heart to find this program. I am grateful that I listen. I am grateful for this big book. I am grateful for all of y'all. You know, I'm just grateful for this day to be able to say that I'm recovered compulsive overeater one day at a time. So with that, I will pass, and I will say thank you all for being here for me today, and thank you for being here for me every day. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Lovely. Thank you, Jackie D. in Georgia. And next we have Sherry H.M., and I think you're in Washington, Sherry, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, that's right. I'm Sherry H.M. from the wonderful state of Washington. Wow, this is a powerful couple paragraphs, and it reminds me that, you know, it says in here, it is they're clear-cut directions, and he meant the steps when he said directions, and I have to follow the steps, and it says in here how we recovered with an ED at the end. This book talks about recovered many, many, many times. And I know a lot of people are kind of allergic to that, but that's what our materials say. And I'm just so grateful for it. It does work. And I'm so grateful to God, you know, to show me this program. I thought I had a good relationship with my higher power, who I call God. But, you know, where would I go whenever there was trouble? When I was busy, you know, drowning in my self-pity party of one, I would go to the refrigerator. And one time, something horrible had happened, a real tragedy, And I remember going to my refrigerator. I had been in program for about, I don't know, a while, a year or so. And then right when I opened it, God was like, Sherry, is there really anything in this refrigerator that can take away the pain of this situation kind of thing? And I thought, oh, wow, I've been going to actually food, you know, even though I thought I was going to God. So anyway, as long as I can work the steps and get off the stinking thinking channel, I'm so grateful I don't even have the cravings, which I think is an absolute miracle. So this morning, I was on the stinking thinking channel, you know, having my good old pity party. And, you know, I was just thinking, okay, girl, you got to turn this around. You got to get off that stinking thinking channel. So, you know, I just took the remote of my head, so to speak. And I thought, I'm going the gratitude channel. And so I've learned all that in this program. And we do establish a relationship with God or the higher power because I can't do this. I tried a million times. I did all these diets and, you know, oh, it was crazy, Nathan. And I thought, what is wrong with me? How come I can't stop eating, especially sugar with me? And it's because I have an allergy of the body, like Dr. Silkworth says in the beginning. And so I got the gift of desperation, and now
that's time, Sherry.
Okay, thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Sherry HM. Lineup of names, in case you came in midway, we are on page 29. We're discussing two paragraphs today from There Is a Solution, starting with the paragraph, further on, clear-cut directions are given, through to the end of the next paragraph, which ends with what has actually happened in their lives. So if you would like to unmute and give me your first name, last initial, and state or country where you are calling from.
Amelia O.
Amelia O.
Ian F.
Ian F.
Jody E.
Jody, thank you.
Darian K.
Darian, thank you. Anyone else want to join this lineup? Okay, well, let's pause there. I have Amelia O, Ian F, Jody E, and Darian K. And if when you share, if you can all tell us where you're calling from. So if everyone can mute their line other than Amelia. Good morning, Amelia.
Hey there. Thanks for letting me share. My name is Amelia O. I am from small but mighty Connecticut over on the East Coast. And I just wanted to say that when I read this paragraph, I'm really grateful for the fact that there have been four editions of this book and that every edition we have more and different personal stories that give a much greater variety of different people who come from different backgrounds and different experiences and their experiences with this disease. And I can identify with a lot of people who I didn't think I would be able to identify with. I came into the program as a 21-year-old female. I was not... I came into a room full of people that were at least twice my age, and let's just say I wasn't thrilled about it. But I'm just really grateful that we continue to expand the diversity of the people who are giving their stories, and I think that's what makes this a really valuable program, that it doesn't matter who you are or what you come from. This can work for you, and you can incorporate your own background. You can incorporate your own beliefs. You can bring so much to this. So, yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Amelia O. from Connecticut. Next, we have Ian F. Ian, good morning, and please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Ian F., compulsive overeater out of Indiana. I'm on the list as Kentucky, though, if you're looking for me. yeah, I mean, I keep hearing about the cross-section of individuals, and I want to say that I've never met anyone in the rooms who has found this connection with the higher power in exactly the same way that I did. And when they say clear-cut directions, the clear-cut directions as to how we recovered isn't the same thing as clear-cut directions as to how to find how to find your connection with a higher power. I always, my experience with sponsorship on both ends of it is that, you know, we're here to like hold each other's hands and share our experience with working the steps, you know, and how do we apply it practically. The directions are here. I mean, the big book, the whole point of the program is to help us find this connection with the higher power. And we might have different definitions of that. We have, you know, different ways of meditating, different ways of prayer, but like this experience of working the steps is pretty universal. It doesn't matter what creed you follow, how old you are, who you are when you come into the program. The connection is individual, but the steps are universal. And I really love the stories being there because you can read all these people who have different experiences than you and accept them as valid. And also, you know, I've got my own perspective. How can I share that? It's uniquely useful too. Yeah, love the shares. Love you all. Pass.
Thank you, Ian F. in Indiana. Next, we have Jody E. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, and thank you, Susan, for your service. Thank you, everyone, for your service, for being here. My name is Jody E., and I am a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. As it says in this this paragraph, we are people who have recovered, and that's the word that drew me into this particular meeting. I had never heard a compulsive overeater say that they were recovered. And I came to be recovered myself. What does that mean? It means that I'm abstinent happily and without any cravings. I have neutrality. And I'm experiencing the 9-step promises, the 10-step promises, the 5th-step promises. They're all coming true. That's what recovered means to me. And the directions on how to become recovered are in this book, and they're clear cut. So anyone can recover if they follow the directions. The second paragraph that we read says that in the personal stories, each individual describes the way he established his relationship with God. Are there no atheists in those stories? You know, I don't know. I haven't read them all. I should read them all. I'm guessing that there's one or two that would call themselves agnostic or atheist even. I don't happen to be atheist, but I know that there are people who are, who do recover in this program. So I just want to say that. And this paragraph also makes me think, how did I establish my relationship with God? That should be part of my story too. And I certainly began my relationship with God in a new and more vibrant way when I came to my very first OA meeting many years ago. I had a spiritual awakening at that first meeting when it was suggested that God could help me with this food problem, which was the biggest problem in my life. It was the most obvious problem in my life anyway. It was the one that was kicking my butt at the time. And I've established a relationship with the God of my understanding by working the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. And there's more to that story, but that's all I have time for. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Jody E. from California. And next we have Darian K. And Darian, if you could let us know where you're calling from. Thank you.
Sure. Good morning. This is Darian K. I'm in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, in Western Massachusetts. Very grateful to be on the line with all of you and recovered for today. And hearing these beautiful shares of hope, you know, that's what I need, because I don't wake up hopeful. That's where my brain goes, right? And so I just have to get those injections of hope and courage and just freedom, right? We're celebrating freedom tomorrow, and freedom from compulsive overeating day at a time. It's been a journey for me, and I am so, so grateful, you know. And I thought about, you know, people sharing on higher power. And honestly, I think when I came to the program, you know, I was 24 years old, and I didn't know. I had a higher power up to the age of 13 because I'm of the Jewish faith, and that's where the religious school ended. And I, you know, I don't know. I sort of had a higher power, but it wasn't, didn't want anything to do with food or little tiny problems. It was about war and starving people and just big things. And so when I first came to program, I really and truly believed that I had my sponsor as a higher power. The meetings, I used to go to one particular meeting, and there were about 200 people. Sometimes it was standing room only, and that was like a higher power, in my opinion. It was so powerful. And so, you know, that's what I needed to do in the beginning. That was how I needed to get started, because I didn't understand the concept of a God and a food problem. I just, it didn't mesh with me. But as time has gone on, thank you, God, you know, 37, almost 38 years later, I know that my higher power is in my life on a daily basis. And you know where it is? It's right inside me. It's in my heart. It's not out, you know, up in the sky or in some, you know, particular building of worship. It's right inside of me. And so there's a constant connection. Every breath I take, really, is, in my opinion, you know, by the grace of God. And then I look outside and I see the beauty and I see the green and I see the flowers blooming every year, no matter how much snow we get here in New England. And I just say, thank you, God. I know you're out there. I know you're out there and you are here for me. And so that gives me the grace and the power to stay, you know, in this program a day at a time. And happily, not begrudgingly. I don't come here going, oh, another meeting, I have to do this. No, I'm like, yay, I get to have a meeting, you know, with all of you.
That's kind, Darian.
Thank you. And so I just hope I always stay enthusiastic about this, but it's just for today, and I sure am. And thank you all for being out there. I pass.
Thank you, Darian K. in Massachusetts. Okay, we should have time for two more people. One to unmute, page 29.
Rebecca T.
Annabelle T. Okay, I've got Rebecca and Annabelle. I know where Annabelle's calling from. And Rebecca, if you could start us off and let us know where you're calling from. Thank you.
Thank you for your service. My name is Rebecca T. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in the state of North Carolina. I'm glad to be on the line today. I'm usually on the 7 a.m. on the way to work, but today I'm off. And thank you for everybody's share. I just coming into the program didn't know what anything looked like. And, you know, thank God there is a solution. And, you know, when I get to walk through the steps with my guide, or if I'm walking somebody else through the step, you know, I get to look at this chapter as a consideration. Like, you know, somebody's telling me there's a solution. Am I going to buy into it? And what does it look like? And what do I have to give up to do so? And, you know, I didn't know what it looked like to have to put down whatever it was that I was picking up or utilizing as my higher power at the time. And, you know, that's where my sponsor and the fellows on this line came in to help me, you know, to know what was behaviors and what were foods and things like that looked like for me in this disease of addiction. But the truth is that I would use anything in the food place to try and numb myself or to take care of something. And thank God that I do have a relationship now with my higher power, and that there were people who walked this path before me who were able to share their experience, strength, and hope of what it was like and what they did, and, you know, where they were and where they were headed. You know, all of those things are good information for me to know that other people have walked this path before me, and developing a relationship with their own higher power. And I got to utilize that to see their belief, and then have a leap of faith of having a belief of my own. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Rebecca T. in North Carolina. Next, we'll go to Annabelle Z., who is calling in from the state of Washington. Good morning, Annabelle.
Yes, good morning. My name is Annabelle Z., calling from the state of Washington. Thank you, Susan, for your service and everyone else on the line to make this meeting possible. You know, this part of the big book where it really introduces this idea of a higher power means so much to me today. I did not have a God growing up, although there was this belief that maybe there was somebody there. And then I spent my 20s and 30s and, well, my 20s, definitely, trying to just find some kind of a higher power. And I was just seeking and seeking and seeking. And it just, there was always this emptiness. And in my 30s, I finally found this power. But it wasn't until I came into OA that I used that power, in the sense that I like hands off the steering wheel, like, okay, you drive now, God. And I have a sponsor now, he's probably on the line today, that always says, well, what does your higher power say? You know, I don't even call her to say, what should I do? Because she's taught me to just go, okay, higher power, what do you want me to do here? And if I struggle and if I really don't know, of course I'm going to call program fellows and my sponsor and discuss it with someone. But because of the time that we spent in the first and second step and really knowing that, helping me really know that I can't do this. I can help. I'm just absolutely helpless, but I'm not hopeless because I have now a higher power that I can rely on for my hope. And that's what I do. I just go, all right, God, this is you again. This is you. Show me what to do. You do it. Not even what to do, but like you do it. And I just ask God, how would you have me be? And he always asks me to be kind and tolerant and loving and of service and generous. And those are not qualities that I innately have. So I'm very grateful for this program, and thanks for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much, Annabelle Z. in Washington. Wow, what a meeting this morning. Thank you, everyone who is Team July on Wednesdays. Juanice for reading the text, Chanel T, who's about to read, Kathy B, Deborah LT, Cheryl S, and Jody E. Thank you all. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Chanel T, will you please read a vision for you for us? Thank you.
Thank you. Chanel T, grateful compulsive eater, recovered by the grace of God. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.